It's that time again. That's right. Nyalis Kenegagwego, I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno. Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. It's a weekly Indigenous Spotlight show. And today I'll be welcoming Diné artist Hatahtli Nez Wheeler. Originally from Window Rock, Arizona, now residing in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He already has an acting credit to his name. He starred in an episode of AMC's Dark Winds. He was also recently just signed with Danger Bird Records out of L.A. His latest two singles were recorded with L.A. folk singer Joel Jerome. We have a lot to talk about today. I'm confident you're going to be hearing a lot more about Hatahtli in the coming years. So without further ado, it's I'm Right, and you're listening to Gyno. From his self-titled release back in 22, kicking off our listening on today's episode of Gyno. Welcome to today's conversation. It's with great pleasure that I get to welcome this Diné artist to the show today. Welcome, Hatahtli. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Kind of chilling out today.
I'm grateful that you took a couple minutes to talk to me about your evolving craft. You have some really exciting things going on, and I fell in love with your tunes pretty instantaneously. I like the way that the atmosphere kind of pulls you in, and of course that space country kind of vibe is going to be a lot of fun to explore today. So before we start diving more into the self-titled and your most recent releases, I thought we could start with a little bit of introductions, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Hatahtli Nez Wheeler, but everybody just kind of calls me Hatahtli. I grew up in Window Rock, Arizona, and I'm just kind of hanging out.
Let's talk about some of your musical upbringing now. You got started through a sibling, yeah?
Yeah, my older brother played pretty good guitar I mean, he still does. But back then, I would kind of watch him play guitar and be like, dang, that's cool. And there's not really like any like live shows or anything happening out there. So he was kind of like my first time witnessing people play instruments to like wow other people. And I just always thought that was cool.
Are you guys planning to do anything together?
I don't think so. I mean, he hasn't played guitar in a while, but I think he recently just picked it up back up again. So, you know, maybe.
Yeah. What kind of music did you grow up with? What was it that really made you decide you want to do this?
Let's see. What did I listen to? I listened to a lot of like Jack Johnson.
Nice.
And that's when I started to like want to play acoustic guitar and learn all the chords and stuff. I think when I got into like high school is when that's when like the whole Mac DeMarco thing was happening. And so like to see somebody doing that, I guess to see somebody having an impact like that, to witness that, it was very like, it made me want to do it, you know?
Mm.
And so I would say that the attention that he got was more of a drive than the want to make music.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
You like the lifestyle then, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it looked cool. I mean, I guess that was about like 2 or 3 years ago. And so it has, my view has changed, but that's what got me started. I think that's what kind of drove me into this.
You certainly got that style to go along with the tune. So, yeah, man, I mean, you got that certain kind of swagger, you know what I mean? So you're not that far out of high school anyway, right?
Yeah, I'm 20 years old right now, and I don't know how long ago I graduated high school. It's probably like 2 years ago or something, 3 years ago.
At which point did you put out your first album?
I was in high school, living in the dormitories. I went to a boarding school in Farmington. And I put out some songs that I had kind of accumulated. I picked out the best ones. And I just kind of called it Banana Boy. I was like a kid and I didn't really know what was going on. And so that album, first album, Banana Boy, was like a kind of like my naiveness. And that's what I saw in myself. And so I figured I would use that. And so that's why I titled that.
You seem very fluid in your sonic explorations.
Oh, sure. I mean, I guess back then I was trying to go for something in particular. But I guess that's always changing. And so, you know, I'm always trying to go for something. Mm-hmm. But then that's always changing too. And so, yeah, it is... As I look back on all the music I've made, it's interesting to see the winding of the roads.
The ebb and flow and such. It's exciting. And, you know, as you're just getting going, I'm even more excited to see where you can take this. And I think you're really getting into not only music, but the entertainment scene at the right time. We can come back and talk about your acting as well. We'll talk about your most recent singles. It's the first time you brought a producer on board. And again, you have some really exciting things going on. So I'm excited to get back into it after this first block of songs. You were kind enough to give me a couple recommendations today, and of course it's the gift that keeps on giving, and so it's with great pleasure that I'm going to get Jacob on, your collaborator as well, on an EP released a couple years back anyhow. We're going to be hearing his I Want to Feel All Right. In addition, we got one coming from Mimi Obamswin's brand new album, Willow, and kicking things off right now is a track, a single, that was released in September of last year, is President's Got Me All Night Long from Hatahli, today on Gaino. Asadanon Dajids. You ought to sing along.
Think of you still shows his show. But I'm grateful for special gems, it's on the table. Oh, I love her so. The president's got me all night long.
This is Mimi Obonsuin, and you're listening to Guy Note with Brett Mabee. Thank you.
Bill from Cliff Cardinal and the Skylarks, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Definitely.
Coming by way of recommendation from today's featured artist, Hatatli. That's Jacobs, I Want to Feel All Right. We're discussing Hatatli's musical background, and when we left off on the conversation, we were talking about some of the musical explorations, lessons learned from the first album. Where does your journey continue to take you from there? I mean, because again, this is all happening in a relatively short amount of time. Take us into your process a little bit more.
Sure. Well, the songwriting process is pretty simple. I've kind of developed somewhat of a process. I just kind of sit down and I usually I'll start out with the drum track. I'll make something and play the bass over it. Lately, it's kind of different. You know, it's all over the place. But for all the older songs, I would come up with rhythm guitar tracks and then just kind of build off of that, put the bass on it, put a lead, or you know, and then write lyrics, sing over it, mix it.
You're playing all of the various parts yourself?
That is correct.
It's really fun to see your songwriting evolve. And well, that song that kicked off that last block of listening was President's Got Me All Night Long. It was released in September, and it's one of two recent singles. You're expanding on your production team, right? You brought in a producer for this one?
Yes. Well, I signed with Dangerbird Records, and I just kind of let them figure out what I would do. And so they decided that throwing in a producer, you know, might be something, might have an interesting outcome. And so I had already had the those singles recorded at demos. And so I just kind of came in and we re-recorded everything with a producer. His name is Joel Jerome.
He's an indie folk singer out of L.A. In fact, Dangerbird Records is out of L.A. too, yeah.
Yes.
Now, for the two singles that we're talking about today, did you record them out in Sunset Boulevard as well?
Yes. Those were recorded at the Dangerbird Records Studios in Silver Lake, Los Angeles.
You must have really enjoyed that scene out there. But it's not your first time in the Hollywood scene either, too, right? I mean, you've dabbled with acting, too. Yeah? Tell us a little bit about that.
I was asked to be on the AMC series Dark Winds. And, we filmed that in Santa Fe in, I think it was called Camel Rock Studios. And that was fun. I was just kind of like in a cool, like little cameo thing or something. And I was in there, I was in an episode. I play the main character, Leap Horn's son.
That was your first time acting too?
Yes.
How'd you like it? I mean, all right, so let's be honest. What do you enjoy more, music or acting?
Oh, I think they're kind of very different worlds, and I would choose one or the other for very different reasons. But I think I'll be sticking with music if I had to pick one.
But you're not necessarily putting future roles off the table, though, either.
No, there's some potential other things swirling about.
A little too soon to get into details, though.
Yeah.
You can tell me. No, I won't tell anyone. Well, Tahli, again, you know, it's great to see somebody really take hold of the music, of the art, and you're continuing to build something, I think, really exciting right now. I was wondering, as we get into this next block of listening, if you'd be so kind to help introduce the other recent single that you put out.
Yeah, the other single is called Land of Poor Chance. And same thing, that was recorded, that was recorded in the basement of Joel Jerome's house, which is a home studio in Los Angeles. And, I got to crash at his house for about a week or two to record those singles. And we had a good time. He showed me this song called Build a Wine by the Animals.
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
On his TV. I never heard that before, and he showed that song to me, and I'll always remember that.
You know, that seems like a pretty groovy tune to associate with your time out in L.A., yeah?
Yeah, no, when I hear that now, I think of those warm evenings.
Hey, you know what? I really feel like, you know, I'm capturing an early stage Hatahli conversation, you know, and in 20 years from now, when they're making the biopic and talking about your first time out in L.A., I mean, it's got to be Eric Burden and the Animals with Spill the Wine, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Without further ado, we're going to get back into our listening today. Before our time is up, we got one coming from Graham Jones, also one from Jacob and Hatahli. Again, I want to talk about your collaboration in just a few as well. We also got one from the Tewa and Jacob Shihei in this block. But it's the song we're just talking about, Land of Poor Choice, as we get back into our listening. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to Gyno.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, my money we're wasting here. Oh, it's quite clear the ship that was sailing has steered clear of any safety. Jumped with joy, but didn't like your fall.
What's up, everybody? It's the Tewar, and thank you for tuning in to Native Voice 1.
With you, my troubles bounce away. My heart has a home to stay. With you, I'll never feel alone, because you always understand what I'm going through. With you, my troubles melt away, my heart has a home to stay. With you, I never feel alone, cause you always understand what I'm going through.
Wallflower growing all alone, come with me, love and secrecy. Look at you, beautiful black rose, fully blossomed, ready for the king.
Why don't you come and be all mine? I can give you my loving all the time. We can spend all of eternity loving each other tenderly.
That boy grows,
yes, yes,
and I like when we're alone.
Now we got something to do, now I got something to do.
With you, my troubles melt away, my heart has a home to stay. With you, I'll never feel alone, cause you always understand what I'm going through. With you, my troubles melt away, my heart has a home to stay. With you, I'll never feel alone, cause you always understand what I'm going through.
Introverted kind of girl, makes it more special that she's my world. Something tells me this love will last, stopped only by debts. I would
glass. Why don't you come and be all mine? I can give you my loving all the time. We could spend all of eternity loving each other tenderly.
Ashnatani's Cheshire Cat, a favorite of today's featured guest, Hatahli. Welcome back to today's conversation. I do, at this point, want to just take a quick moment to remind listeners to go check out gynomusic.fm for this and all archived episodes of Gynote. And you're also welcome to check out the nativeartistdirectory.com. Before getting into future plans, I'd just like to take a moment and talk about your two recommendations today. This last one, Ashnatani, Cheshire Cat, also Dene, is that correct?
Yes, she is a Dene, living out somewhere in the Midwest, I believe.
Oh, thank you so much again for getting those recommendations on the air today. Like I said, it's kind of a fun way to learn about new music myself, but also I think it's a fun way for artists to support one another in the scene. And of course, it seems to pay off kind of big, because it's how our roads ended up converging today's. And once again, I want to thank my good friend Chantel Ducard for saying we got to check out your music, because she's absolutely right. Let's talk just for a moment about future plans. What do you got on the agenda? What can you talk about?
Well, Brett, I've got a new album coming out this summer. A release date has not been set, but you know, I'd be happy to talk with you a little bit about the makings of this new album.
It's already in production, or are we still getting things together right now?
The album has since finished. I believe it is finished, mastered.
Wow.
We recorded it sometime a few months ago. I flew out to Los Angeles to the Dangerbird Studios in Silver Lake, and me and Joel Jerome, we cranked out these songs, one song per day, for about a week or two. And yeah, I think it sounds pretty cool. These are the first songs I've made in a professional studio setting.
Yeah.
And so, should be interesting.
I'm sure that you've been soaking it all in. How involved were you with that entire process, the mixing and everything like that?
The mixing was Joel Jerome's part. All I did was show up, and I played everything. And yeah, and the Dangerbird handled the rest.
Nice. Once this album comes out, I'm sure Dangerbird's going to have, you know, an official release. Are you going to go out on the road and support? Are you going to be putting a band together for it?
I would like to play some shows in celebration of the album. Sure, you know, I don't know about on the road. I mean, maybe, you know, just for fun and for whatever. And yeah, I hope I get to go somewhere with it.
I have no doubt. Again, you know, you've really taken hold of the opportunities, and you couldn't have come of age at a better time, let's be honest, right? I mean, the scene is finally starting to really carve out a space for indigenous expression, and, you know, considering your acting skills and your musical skills, I have no doubt that if this is what you want to do, you're going to have a long, prosperous career with it. And, you know, congratulations on all your success thus far. And again, I can't wait to see where things go for you from here. Where can people find more of you at?
Well, I'm most active these days on Instagram. I try to post songs, a few songs every week that I just kind of make here in my little room. And yeah, if people really want to know what's going on, then they can follow me on Instagram. And I think I do a pretty good job at displaying my evolution.
Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time to talk with me today. And we're going to get caught up once the new album comes out, and continue talking about the further evolution of your music. And I can't wait to see where it takes you. Once again, thank you so much for joining me on Gyno. And let's do this again soon, please.
Awesome. I'd love to. Thanks, Brett.
Do you understand? got to remember I've been on my own. Girl, do you get my plan? Why won't you take my hand? Don't think you understand.
What's up, everybody? This is Atasli. You're listening to Guy Note.
Skeleton girls with the pockets wet. Sea monsters, wooden horses, broken alphabets. Great bowls of dust on the mountain, falling stars. 2 months of rain on the windows of my car. It's a cold, cold place, but I'll be back. She's a cruel, cruel face, and I'll be back. Candlelight flames from the heart of every home. This town ain't seen a friend since the queen took the throne. Washboards are rusted like the chains on the whale in the old cowbell. It's a cold, cold place that I call home. She's a cruel, cruel face, and I can't go. It's a cold, cold place, but I'll return. She's a cruel, cruel face, and I'll get burned. A foreign land, sick smell of dirt in the creases of my hand. No time for shadows, no time for the sun. The devil's waiting for this place to come undone. It's a cold, cold place that I call home. She's a cruel, cruel face, and I can't go. It's a cold, cold where I'll die. She's a cruel, cruel face, but I won't cry. I won't cry.
Guy Note is recorded and produced on the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation, with support from the Anosognwendate Cultural Center and Creatives Rebuild New York. For this and past episodes of Guy Note, log on to guynotemusic.fm or nv1.org. To discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Sun reflects off the snow. As the new day begins, the thawing of a new world.
morning horizon gives due. And all of creation turns with warmth and with play. They get to live for another day. The undiscovered world.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.